Thank the Lord for life spared to another broadcast time. You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We trust you'll stay with us and the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you.
Sometimes fear will grip my heart, just thinking of what lies ahead. Depression soon moves in on me and drives me to my bed. Who will rescue this heart of mine and keep me from falling apart? Relief always comes shining through from the keeper of my heart. Keeper of my heart, I will rest in you, securely cradled in your arms. I can make it through. Though storm clouds gather over me and my world seems so dark, I will find my rest in you, the keeper of my heart. Sometimes I can lose my way with dark clouds over me. Light that once seemed so bright, now I can't see. Then gentle arms surround my soul, causing the storm clouds to part. Darkness soon gives way to the light from the keeper of my heart. Keeper of my heart, I will rest in you, securely cradled in your arm. I can make it through. Though storm clouds gather over me and my world seems so dark, I will find my rest in you, the keeper of my heart. Yes, I will find my rest in you, the keeper of my heart.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the privilege of knowing that if we commit ourselves to thee, that you will keep us. This world of sin and wickedness and evil, we need thy keeping grace, and you have promised to be with us, so we thank you. We also thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today, and you see our congregation, and you know every one of them, and you know their needs, and you've told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. So we bring our congregation to you today, asking that you'll extend your mercy and your grace to each and to every one. Now we pray that you'll take this broadcast service and bless it to hearts as well. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Our Duty to Apostolic Doctrine. And our text is Scripture, Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. The Apostle Paul was nearing the end of his earthly life. In his second letter to Timothy, he wrote, "Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee." He also exhorted Timothy, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." It is this charge to hold fast to the sound words which he had given to Timothy that I wish to speak on today. The words taught by the apostles, the words of the apostles are sound words. Some might want to disregard them because Jesus did not say some of the things found in the sayings of the apostles. But John said, "That which we have heard, or that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you." And of course, he was talking about having personally been taught by the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Paul wrote to Titus, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." And the Apostle Jude said in his little book, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." And that's the third verse of Jude. And Jude went on in the fourth verse to explain to the people that he was writing to why he felt that it was necessary to write to them and to exhort them to earnestly contend for the faith. "For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." And that's the fourth verse of Jude. We need to look at our later book. We need not to look at a later book written by some man. What we must do is contend for the faith delivered by Christ and the apostles. Warning is given to us by the apostles. Paul told the elders of Ephesus, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and unto the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." That's Acts chapter 20 and verse 28 and also verse 30. There are those who would come among the saints of God professing to be one of them, but they are wolves in sheep's clothing, and they do much harm when they do so and are successful in hiding their identity. Therefore, Paul told the elders at Ephesus, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which ye have purchased with his own blood." And Paul was instructing them to feed the pure, holy word of God, not the doctrines or the commandments of men. And he went on to say, "For I know this, after my departing, after I am gone, then there will be grievous wolves enter in among you, and not sparing the flock either. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." Remember what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in the latter times: "Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." So Paul said, "I know this, after my departing, grievous wolves shall enter among you, not sparing the flock, and also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." God has never called a minister to draw away people after himself or to get a following for himself. The ministers of God are called to preach the word and to do as John the Baptizer did: point souls to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Christ is to be exalted. Christ is to be held up. What he taught and what his apostles taught is what the church is to teach today. No, we are not to water down the gospel. We're not to compromise the gospel. We are to preach the word just as it is. As we read in the book of Revelation, we are not to add to it, nor to take from it. If we add to it, the plagues that are written in this book shall be added unto us. And if we take from it, our names shall be taken out of the book of life. So we are to preach the word and preach it just like it is. Paul wrote to Timothy, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith," even though people deny the fact that it is possible for people to backslide, to depart from the truth, to compromise the truth. Paul knew better, and he told Timothy better also. And he said they would be giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, even speaking lies and hypocrisy. You know what the word hypocrisy means? It's being hypocritical. And Paul said they would speak lies and hypocrisy. In other words, they would speak lies knowing that they were speaking lies. Yes, I'm talking about religious people. And Paul was talking about religious people. He was talking about people that would depart from the faith and speak lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. When a person's conscience is seared with a hot iron, their conscience doesn't bother them, even though they do preach and teach lies in hypocrisy, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Paul enumerates two doctrines of the devil here in this passage of Scripture. And I've just read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The Apostle Peter wrote to those who have obtained like precious faith with us, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in wrong teachings, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways," or their evil ways, "by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, 1 and 2. Let us look at some of the things that the apostles taught. "Peter, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved. And that's Acts chapter 12, or verse 12 and 14. So the Apostle Peter warns them, and he tells them that there would be those that would deny the Christ of glory, and they would depart from the truth of the gospel, just as the people of old denied the Lord Jesus Christ. He said there would be people that would deny the Lord even in our day. So, beloved, we are to take heed to the apostles' doctrine, and we are to believe what they preached and what they taught. Paul said, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due times. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. I know there are those in the religious world today, even professing Christians, who believe that there is more than one way to have eternal life and to make heaven your home. But the Apostle Paul did not teach that. And we're speaking today on our duty to obey or to heed the apostolic teachings. And Paul said, there is one God and one mediator, only one go-between. And that go-between is Jesus Christ. As Peter said, there's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. Now, as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. That is what the Apostle Peter taught, and that is what the church is to teach today. And not only to teach, but that's what we are to live today. For the Word of God is given to us not just to have head knowledge, but the Word of God is given to us to know what the truth is, and then love it and live it. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. The teachings that Christians are all sinners is a false doctrine, and that we sin more or less every day is a false doctrine. We are to guard against false teachings, and we are also to live holy and righteous and godly lives. The Apostle Paul, writing to Titus, said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, the old covenant expired when Jesus Christ died on the cross. We read, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Galatians chapter 4, verses 30 and 31. The Apostle Paul was teaching here the doctrine of the fact that the old covenant expired and that we were under a new covenant and we were not bound by the old covenant. And he used Abraham and the two women. Abraham had married Sarah, and then he, at her instructions or persuasion, she took an Egyptian servant, Hagar, and he had a child by both of those women. And Paul is saying here that the Hagar and her son Ishmael symbolized and represented the old covenant. And Sarah, who was really his wife, and was the mother of Isaac, and he's using Sarah and Isaac as a type of the new covenant. And he said, we are not the children of the bond woman, Sarah, or Hagar and her son, but we are of the free woman, Sarah and her son, Isaac. So we are not bound by the old covenant law. Even though some people would try to bind the old covenant law on us, we are under the new covenant, and the old covenant, I say, has expired. Paul also taught there is one body and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's chapter 4 of verses 4 through 6 of his letter to the church at Ephesus. So we are told also by the Apostle Paul in Colossians 1 and 18 that Christ is the head of the body, the church. So Paul is saying here there is one church and there's one spirit, and you find that one spirit in that one body. One Lord, one faith. What faith are you of? Well, there is, according to the Apostle Paul, there is only one true faith. And one baptism? No, you don't have to be baptized three times, face forward, as one religious organization teaches. And there is one God, Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all, if you are indeed a child of God. We must hold fast to the teachings of the apostles, for they taught sound doctrine. The fact that we are Christians today is because someone who went before us were true to the message. We must be true and pass it on to those coming after us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If the broadcast today has been a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.